Hey, everybody. This week, Paul and I are going to dive into some financial hacks and why we would say infinite banking is absolutely not a financial hack, even though it's probably promoted as such on YouTube and TikTok and all those other places. But it's certainly not a hack. In fact, it's, you know, most hacks are transactional. Infinite banking is transformational. So what do you think about this episode, Paul?
I enjoyed it. And to be honest with you, I think that your intro was just perfect. I really have nothing more to add. We kind of jumped around a little bit on this episode too, but it was good. And I think y'all will enjoy it.
Hey, I'm Dave.
And I'm Paul.
And this is the Wealth Warehouse Podcast.
All right, Paul. How was the boat, man?
It was good. Even though it's been cloudy. You know, we had great weather up until 2 days ago, and then it went from, you know, 95 to like high 70s, low 80s, and cloudy and raining.
Yeah.
But it was still good.
That's odd. It was like a super heat wave throughout half the country, and now it's kind of a cool wave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It cooled off here, which is nice.
But Dave was asking because he calls and I was like, oh man, are we supposed to be recording right now? Probably.
Yeah. And I call you at like 1 o'clock. Hey, you ready to go? I'm on the boat, man.
Sorry about that.
You retirees always forget what time it is, what day it is.
There's two of them. We have no idea what day it is. But that's ridiculous. We're so close to our boat now, and we'll be even closer once the house is actually done. And we've never had it like that. We've always driven 45 minutes, an hour to the boat or longer sometimes. So it's nice. It's easy just to pop over there and take it out for a couple hours and come back, have lunch, yeah, whatever.
That's great.
So.
What a life.
Anyway.
Very nice.
Not bad. Not too bad.
Not too bad. Nice, man. Well, all right. So we were talking and people send us stuff all the time. They might send us a little YouTube clip or an email article that they found on some website, and it's some financial hack. It's some, you know, better way that somebody apparently just invented of making money faster or doing something better with your money than anything you've ever heard of before. And if you just add this hack, oh, and there's usually like 10 or so. It's like top 10 financial hacks to improve your life or build wealth or save money or whatever it is.
Save more than you spend. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Or spend less than you make.
Spend less than you make.
Thanks for that tip.
Thanks. Yeah. Great tip. I didn't want to go that far.
Yeah. But I mean, the way I look at these hacks, a lot like diets, where, I mean, maybe you've been on a diet. You certainly know somebody who's done a diet and it probably worked until they stopped the diet.
Yeah.
And then they ended up right back where they started.
Right.
Because there wasn't any long range planning. It was all very short term motivated. Hey, I'm going to use these 0% interest credit cards so I can spread this bill over the next 5 years and not pay any interest on it. You know, I'm going to pay my house down as quick as possible, give money to the bank 10 times faster than they're asking for it so I can be debt free and have my house paid off. Okay, then what? But anyway, it's like a diet. Like, unless you make it a lifestyle, then it's not going to work for the long term. That's why we like infinite banking so much, is because, one, it's not a financial hack. But if you wanted to put it into the category, it's really the only hack you'll ever need. I think we did an episode a couple years ago calling this like the Swiss Army knife of financial products, because there's so many different tools associated with this one product and this one concept and like the banking concept and how to use it that I don't even like to call, I wouldn't call it a hack. It's a way of life.
And you should always have your Swiss Army knife on you, or maybe you should own like 10 of them and just have them all over the place.
Better.
Have like one guns. On your
have one hidden. Yeah, in like every guns. Room.
Have every room. Yeah. So I recently started testing this, which is I just heard some sirens.
Yeah, it's an ambulance.
So this is a I can't say what we used to call them, but I'll call it a fanny pack. Yes, because in summertime, I still want to have all the things I want to carry, but I'm in like swimming trunks. So wallet, phone, keys.
Watch, phone, keys.
All those things.
It's like that,
right?
Adam Sandler. Have you seen that Adam Sandler Netflix special? That's one of the songs. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you're wearing a fanny pack now.
Firearm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been testing it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a fanny pack.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. I'm 45 years old. Pack. I'm married. Who cares? And I don't care. People know me. No, I don't care. So I've been wearing this thing out and, you know, people look and, you know, but I told the kids, I was like, listen, I'm going to be a trendsetter. You're going to see people in Eastern Tennessee start to wear these things.
Ooh,
anyway.
Yeah. Well, that would be quite the trend. You sent me a picture of that and I sent you back that meme of Pat from Saturday Night Live. You remember that show? They couldn't tell if Pat was a girl or a boy. So they'd ask Pat questions and be like, Pat, we're going to lunch. You want to come? Sure. Hey, do you want to go grab your wallet or your purse? Pat was like, I wear a fanny pack.
It's a fanny pack.
Yeah, that's why.
But I can fit my fanny pack. My, you know, the firearm that I typically conceal carry, I can fit that in that. So I've got everything, and it's by itself. So it's just one zipper. There it is. So I like it for, you know, just the summertime. It's just convenient. Just grab it and go.
Well, I tell you what, if you ever had to use your firearm in public to save somebody's life or stop violence, and you pulled that firearm out of a fanny pack, it would start a trend. It would go viral.
That's right.
Man with fanny pack saves lives.
Right.
At local Walmart.
But anyway, it's versatile, right?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. Like the Swiss Army knife, it can do many, many things for you in the moment that you need it. It's a screwdriver, it's a knife, it's a bottle opener, it's a can opener, whatever it is, right? It's all those things in a one tool.
It's the iPhone of financial products, right? Because what is your iPhone? It's like 300 different devices in one. Everything from a flashlight to a calendar to a miniature computer to a video game console, like everything. To
GPS tracking device.
GPS tracking, yeah.
A listening device.
Yeah. It's always listening.
That's always listening.
I went and bought suits this weekend at this really cool news store. It was like made out of stretch fabric. Like you can do backflips and work out in these suits. They're awesome.
Nice.
And I didn't even search anything online. I just went there. And what do you think I've been getting hit on?
Because all like the ads are now
suit
that.
Suit maker in the world is now bombarding my Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Amazing. Anyway, so.
Yeah. So you could try all these other hacks. And you could do them and probably see a little bit of success in the short term.
Sure.
But unless you make something a lifestyle, a long-term part of your plan, just like your diet, just like the way you eat, the food you put in your mouth. If it's a diet, that's great. You're going to lose weight. But as soon as you revert back to the old way of doing things, it's all going to come back and probably even more than where you started. So.
Yeah. And you know, the reason we're covering this topic, everybody, is because sometimes you hear IBC kind of thrown around like it is a financial hack, right? Instead of like we talk about it, it's a way of life. It's a habit for the entire family, but it's not a hack. This isn't a get rich quick strategy. It's none of those. It's just none of those things. So I think it's important to just set the tone. You know, it's not any of those things. It requires, like Nelson says, long-range planning and long-range thinking, you know, beyond your own life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some people, every once in a while, we'll get somebody who calls, sets up time to talk with us, and they haven't read Nelson's book, but they've heard about infinite banking on YouTube or from some other, you know, character out there who's telling them all this incredible stuff. I just got a call from India today. I didn't take it because it said India. And then they left a message asking if I could help them out. I'm sorry, if you're listening and you're in India, we can't. I wish we could, but we can't.
We can't.
Yeah. But people see a glimpse of something and they want to call and apply it in their life right away without truly understanding, because they saw one thing or they said, oh, hey, arbitrage. I can borrow and my money grows at the same time. Like, sign me up. Without knowing anything else about it, without knowing that you want to fund it for the rest of your life. Like, just a few episodes ago, talk about why we want to pay premium until the day we die. But
yeah, and if I would say, if that's you, if that's the way you think, you know, we have a just to plug our process real quick. We have a process. You can go to the show notes, you can go to our podcast website. There's a very, you know, basic three-step process. You know, watch this video, take this course, read a book, get on our calendar, right? It's really simple.
It's very simple.
Very simple, and you should do those things. It'll benefit you in the long run. Whereas if you just get on the call because you saw something on the that popped up on YouTube, we're not going to have a productive conversation.
Right.
Because you don't know what this is. You think this is a financial hack or a product or something else. IBC is a process first and foremost. And if you don't understand that, you can never understand, you know, once we add in the whole life product and other things and PUA and base and riders, your head's going to explode. So take the time, listen to this podcast, 180 plus episodes of commercial free content. That's also free. So 1.2, 1.5 speed. You know, some people listen to us at 2x speed. It must sound ridiculous, but take the time to educate yourself, right? And then get on our calendar.
Yeah. And if you're looking, most people looking for financial hacks are looking for something very quick, something that's going to make a difference immediately.
Right.
And they're going to be able to, you know, create some arbitrage, turn a profit really quick. This is not that thing, right? What did Nelson say? Think long range.
Think long range. I think that's why a lot of real estate investors, just going back to them, I'm sorry, we pick on you a lot. Although none of you can remember when your premium is due and none of you pay your premium on that. Not one of you.
Yeah.
And
unless it's monthly. And then
unless it's automatically drafted out of your account. But quarterly or anything?
The quarterly ones, I got to send a reminder quite often.
Quite often.
Yeah.
I got to send one today, actually. But I think they, like you've always said, they're always onto that next thing. I got to put the money in the next deal and then the next deal and then the next deal. It's almost a
transactional thought process.
Yeah.
Like, everything's a transaction. Instead of what this really is it's transformational in the way you live your life and the way you do money. You know, the banking process, it's transformational, not transactional.
Yeah. If I could say the only thing I wish about those types of clients is that I wish they would pay attention to this process as much as they pay attention to whatever they're doing in their own business. They should be paying attention, because this is the business of banking. And almost none of them understand that for some reason.
And I think
even though they go to the banks all the time with their hat in their hand, checking, you know, for loans.
Right.
But even when
they do that, they're just looking for a transaction. This concept, if you put this concept into play in your life, it's a transformational concept. Because you're going to be doing this for the rest of your life, and you're going to start, you may start slow, and then, boy, it heats up. Like, at some point, you know, you are flying down the highway, and you don't even need to use all 8 cylinders to maintain that speed. You know, to use an auto example there, but
ooh, pretty good.
Yeah.
Like a tailwind almost.
Like a tailwind. But I love transactions. I do a lot of transactional stuff with my money, like turning my money over as quick as I can to earn something on it so I can then turn it over again and earn something on it again. I like, that's really what I do outside of my policy. But infinite banking itself and my policies and my personal family bank and all the different branches to my bank that I have, it's transformational. It's transformed the way I do life. And it's going to even more so transform my children's lives and my future grandchildren's lives. But everything I do, like I just took a loan last Friday that I need a wire for a private lending scenario later today or tomorrow. I'm gonna wire that off for a transactional situation.
Am I involved in that one?
You're not.
No. Okay.
No. I got this one taken care of. And it's kind of a one-off because I don't do too many of these anymore. Yeah. But it's very transactional. I'm going to loan money. I'm going to make some interest. I'm going to get my money back in a certain amount of time. I'm going to repay my policy loan and then have it available to do another transaction. But I don't think in only a transactional mindset, because if you want to build long-term wealth, you got to think transformational.
You heard it here, folks. Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a good word. We don't use that word a lot.
No, we don't. Maybe because we don't think of it a lot. Like relationships can be transformational. Relationships can also be transactional. Am I saying that word correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, I think so.
I mean, you can have plenty of relationships that are just transactions. But they're not transformational.
You know? Right.
Those are much fewer and far between. So you're not going to find a hack, financial hack out there that transforms your life. Not like infinite banking will. I can testify to that. So can you. So can hundreds of clients of ours.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of this is just self-reliance.
Right.
Everyone we run into, one of the key things that they recognize on their own, and that we recognized as well, was where their capital was stored, the majority of it. And most of our clients are roughly our age, right? 40 to 50, somewhere in there. Some older, some a little bit younger, but generally 40 to 50 years old. And these people have multiple six figures piled in qualified plans, which, you know, for certain people, great. Certain people, not so great. And they're like, man, if I had control of that money, I could have done X.
Yep.
Where were you 20 years ago? Well,
coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. It is what it is.
Right. Well, now you know, though. If you're listening to this, now you know there's another way to do it. That can transform the way you do everything financially.
Yeah.
It really does. In fact, I think, so we will be having a call or a webinar in August. We skipped the one in July. You know, summer just gets busy and gets away
July
from
was
us.
Busy.
Travel, yeah. Et cetera. But we'll be doing one in August. So check the show notes for the date. Sign up for that. But we're going to show you in that August webinar live. We're going to illustrate for you. We're going to write it out. We're going to do some whiteboarding and show you how you can use those things that are transactional in your lives. Those annual expenses or those semi-annual expenses, those big expenses you pay every single year that you have to save up for every single year, how you can turn those transactional expenses into transformational premium that hits your policy. It's going to be pretty incredible.
Yeah. We know, you know, obviously you guys are, you know, just listening to us, we really don't draw things out. Some other podcasts do that kind of stuff, and it's helpful. So we thought that maybe we do something like that, and you know, some real world examples of how you can, you know, we've heard us say, plug the holes in your financial bucket, redirect some of that money you're losing back toward you and your family. All of those things should sound very appealing, right? Because it's not necessarily how much money you make; it's how much money you can keep. If
right.
you keep more of your money, even 10%, you know, this that would be transformational for your entire life. If you could keep 10% that you would otherwise lose in some manner to interest of somebody else's bank, to taxes, to whatever, escrow, we love that one. Oh my God.
Yeah. Or just money that's going to leave your hands permanently, which is,
leaving regardless.
Yeah. For most Americans, it's 80 to 90% of your income is going to leave your hands permanently because you're only investing 10 to 15%, investing and saving 10 to 15% of your income. Well, right. when you transform the way you think and start practicing infinite banking, most people put more, you know, put 10 to 25% into premium. But we're going to show you how you can capture even more than you ever thought, because a lot of those other things that you're saving up to pay these expenses that come due, what if you could capture 50%? What if you, even if you just captured 10 or 15%, but I'll show you how it's possible to capture probably 50% of that expense every year back into your policy, back into your own system, under your own control.
So this morning I went to CrossFit with Tammy, and because Carmella wants to do it, and we wanted to check out the gym, and it's very nice. Anyway, so I was talking to a couple of the guys, and they have lived in this area for several years, many years, or grew up here, and they were talking about building a pool back in 2021 during COVID, when everybody was building a pool, and how expensive it was, or what it costs, and whatever. And you know, I was thinking on my own personal example that I was like, man, if they knew what I knew and how I'm actually financing my, like, instead of just sending money from the checking account or whatever, I've got future premiums I need to pay. So I can't, I'm not touching that money, right? So I'm pulling policy loans every time they need a draw, right? And I'm keeping myself, you know, both, you know, liquid, right, with my remaining reserves, but also I'm not losing the value of those dollars. I could have just written a check. But I'm purposely using loans to finance this, and I'm going to play honest banker with myself later. And then the money that I can save outside of that, that maybe I didn't calculate exactly right, it's just going to be new premium.
Yep. Always looking for new premium.
New premium.
I mean, that's the game. Where can I, how can I add new premium this year? That's what I'm doing. You know, I did that in January. I'll probably do another policy before the end of the calendar year as well on myself.
So I want to get back to this hack thing. I got a question
before
you,
before you do, go ahead. I have to point out that, so you said you went to CrossFit today and you accomplished rule number one of CrossFit, which is
talk about it.
Talk about CrossFit.
Right. Well, I didn't really talk.
It's the opposite of Fight Club. Right. With CrossFit, you have to talk about it. You did that. Congratulations, Paul. You're part of the crew.
Well, I didn't have like a Rogue Fitness t-shirt on. I had like the Air Force shirt I gave you for your retirement. I had the Army version of that on and some knockoff Lululemon shorts.
So you mean it was like a mesh halter top?
I didn't have a mesh halter top on. And it's it was a group for like people like us. You know, it was all, everyone was 40 plus.
Beginners.
You know, I haven't done that kind of intense workout in a long time. I finished second.
Yeah, well, look at you, right behind your wife.
No, she did all right.
Yeah,
good. But it was, okay, so I was good. But I'm establishing this is going to be a habit, right? Getting back to that, it's not a hack. I got in the best shape of my life doing it when we were in Afghanistan. So I'm just like, you know what? There's something there, and all of us can go for less money than we were spending on gymnastics.
Oh my gosh. I bet. That's ridiculous.
So it's like, to me, it's like a win. Like I'm going out there. I get to spend time with my wife. My daughter loves it. She's continuing her, her fitness journey that she's established because of the gymnastics. Anyway. But again, not a hack. I believe in it, but I don't do all the Olympic lifting and stuff. I just do mainly, you know, it's just HIIT. It's just a HIIT workout with other people. Right. It was fun. But, getting back to this segment four here that we got, this hack mindset. Do you think, I feel like that's kind of like the IUL space. And I don't want to pick on anybody, but I feel like that is looked at as an insurance hack. What do you think?
Yeah, that IUL mindset? It's absolutely looked at as a hack because most people would admit that it's not designed for life insurance. It's not designed so that you have life insurance at the end of your life.
Yeah, I had a guy admit that on YouTube. It was like an agent. He's like, "Well, it's not designed for that." And I was like, "Okay,
it's obviously not. But, you know, then maybe it's a little misleading to call it life insurance if that's the case.
To call it permanent life insurance, I feel like it should be like, hey, this is the most expensive term you'll ever buy.
Absolutely, yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to get your take on that, because that's kind of how I think of it. When you hear people talk about it, or you see literature or watch content on that subject, it just seems it's got that hack flavor to it. Like, oh, this is a whole life that's so old and guaranteed and boring. Try this, you know.
Yeah, try this product that's been around 1/10 as long as whole life insurance.
Right, and keeps being reinvented. Yeah. And not to pick on people, you know, if you're going to do that, hey, have at it. You just won't do it through us.
That's for sure. Ever. Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right, man. You got any final comments on this this hack mindset?
No, just to reiterate, you know, IBC is not a hack. It's a way of life. It's a habit. It takes discipline. It takes long-range planning. And, you know, our listeners and clients know that it's it takes some delayed gratification.
For sure.
I mean, talking 9, 10 years, 11 years, 12 years, depending. If you're a table-rated case, a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But it is a concept worth learning about, worth implementing into your life. And I've been telling everybody about it here in East Tennessee to people that I meet. Like, what do you do? And it's good that I'm relatively young compared to people that I'm moving in next to, because they're like, how do you live here?
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you why. This is what we do.
Because I'm a banker.
Yeah, I own a bank. That's a good banker. Way. I own a bank.
Yeah.
Several.
I own several.
Several banks.
Several banks.
Yeah. Banks. but anyway, just, you know, first principles, core principles first.
Yeah.
That's what you need to learn.
Yep. So think transformational, not just transactional. And it will make the world of difference.
I'm excited for this next episode for next week or whenever this comes out. We're going to talk about electric cooktops, like those ceramic ones that you might have in your house. I hate those.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about that.
We're going to relate it to IBC.
I want to know what grinds your gears about electric stovetops.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I've had them in several homes over the years, and I determined I like gas.
Well, let's not spoil it.
Yeah.
We'll save that for next week.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody, until then, control your capital.
Or somebody else will.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. If you'd like to have a conversation with us to see how you can become your own banker, or if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to tackle on a future episode, please send us an email to davidandpaul@theibcguys.com.
And subscribe and leave us a review if you're on Apple. Follow and leave us a 5-star review if you're on Spotify. And please share this with your friends. We'll see you next week.